Bujunin din away magani dug. Beshiko benesi que indigo. Mang in du dame. Ga usis quajime cog in dunjaba. Ga misqua wako cog. Hinda. Helene Fleming nindishin a cos. Hello, my relatives. My Ojibwe name that I'm known throughout the universe as is One Thunderbird Woman. I'm with the Loon Clan, and I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. I also live in Gamiskwa Wako Kog, the place where red cedars are plentiful. And of course, that's no longer true, and that's a matter of history. My colonized name is Elaine Fleming, and that's also about history, about our Ojibwe names and our language being taken from us and then being replaced by the colonizers' language and their names also. And I welcome you to History of Leech Lake Nation. And so today I want to share information about a band member, and Robert Frederick Robinson Ishinakaso. His name is Robert Frederick Robinson. Last night, I sat down in a house on the west end of Cass Lake. When I ride my adult trike, I often ride by this house that has the prettiest yard in the whole of Cass Lake. Last night, we talked a little bit about the problems associated with age and keeping up a big yard when you have problems with diabetes and arthritis. And maybe that's associated with history too, the sicknesses that we have. But I talked about these things with a couple that lived in that prettiest yard in Cass Lake. That being Robert Frederick Robinson, who I know as Bobby, and his wife Linda Robinson. Both of them are elders and owners of that house, and I told them how much I had admired their yard. We talked for a couple hours, and they shared their stories with me. I am so grateful to be able to visit with people and learn about them and our past and present here on Leech Lake. Bobby was born during the Indian Reorganization era. The Indian Reorganization era was 1934 to 1952. Robert Frederick Robinson was born in 1940 at the Cass Lake Indian Hospital. He's currently 76 years old, and he's known to the universe. His Ojibwe name is Negani Gijik, which means head day. And again, you know, because my teacher, and I call him my boss, Mason Onikwed, Bob Jourdain, who teaches me Ojibwe Moin, he says Ojibwe is a language of concepts. And so I was wondering then, what would head day mean, Negani Gijik? And just thinking about that, I was wondering if it meant like the beginning of the day, Negani Gijik, or does it mean like the noon of the day? I don't know. And as I continue to learn Ojibwe, maybe I will be able to better understand what Negani Gijik means, head day. Anyway, Bobby's first years of life were spent in Inger. He's traced his family history back to 1724. So, born during the assimilation era of 1870 to 1934, Fred Robinson was his father. His father was born in 1891 and died in 1944. His father was known to the universe as Ashigetung, Bobby's father was a truck driver who Bobby remembers driving logging and beer trucks. Another memory of Bobby's about his father was that he had a cough, which would send him to Agua Ching, a place where people with tuberculosis was treated. And we know Agua Ching, that place that is south of Walker. His father, Fred Robinson, would die of a heart attack while he was at Agua Ching. Mary Robinson was Bobby's mother. Also known as Mary Snowball Morgan, she was born in Bena. And it was kind of interesting when I was talking to Mason Anaquet about Bobby's family and these names, these Ojibwe names. He said that he knew Snowball's Insane River in Canada up from where he lived. And so Bobby's mother was Mary Snowball Morgan, born in Bena. Her Ojibwe name on the family records was Gitche Ekwe and also Sagaigaints. And Bob Mason Anaquet said Sagaigaints means throwing a little light. Mary was born in 1908, and Bobby wasn't sure of the date of her death, but he remembers that she had a big heart. His mother's dad was John Morgan, and his mother's grandma was Anna Morgan, who is a sister to our spiritual leader, Ibban Bill Bobolink. Remember him? He lived in that yellow house just west of Bena, on the north side of Highway 2. When Bobby's father, Fred Robinson, died, Bobby's mother moved to Cass Lake with her six kids. John Morgan, her father, had 4 acres out in Thompsonville, a place south of the Burlington Northern Railroad tracks by that old mink farm. And Thompsonville, it has its own graveyard, and the Thompson family and their relatives lived there. That's where the family moved to. They moved into an old white government house, the kind that many of our families lived in long ago. My mother's family out at the mission included, they lived in one of them old white houses. Grandpa Morgan lived with them. When Bobby was 12 years old, Reverend George Smith baptized him in St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Cass Lake. So Bobby grew up in Cass Lake and attended the Cass Lake schools. The termination era began for Indigenous Americans in 1953. During that time, 109 federally recognized tribes would have their relationship with the federal government severed. They would be terminated. In addition, the Relocation Act would be passed in 1956, and the largest numbers of Indigenous Americans would emigrate from their reservations to live in cities in the U.S. Emigrate is a 1640s term from late Latin that means removal from a place, to move away, depart from a place. Consequently, today, half of the approximately 10,000 Leech Lake enrollees currently live on the reservation, and the other half live off the reservation. It was during that era, the termination era, and a year before he graduated in 1957, that Bobby joined the U.S. Army. He was 17 years old at the time, and his mother had assigned for him to enter the service. Bobby talked about a group of 6 young men making plans to join the military in 1957. He was one of the 6, and he was the only one of those 6 young men who actually was accepted and entered into the service. And so this is just a little bit about Robert Frederick Robinson, who was born in 1940. His name is Nigani Gishik. And so I will continue with his story, one of our Leech Lakers, the next time that I visit and talk with you. Mi gweich bisan dawieg. Mi gweich. Mi iu. Thank yous for listening to me.